Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite college teams or pro teams with in-live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Tiger Mind League Report podcast here as we are just a couple hours after the spring breakout roster annunciation or announcement that was on MLB.com. And alongside me is Chris Brown. And we wanted to kind of do something a little different. While we know what the roster's out there, and we thought it'd be a fun idea to incorporate what our roster would look like, what our lineup would look like based off some little stipulations, if you will, little rules. And before we get into that, though, Chris, let's go into what was the roster. So, pitcher wise, Wilmer Flores, Troy Melton, Ty Madden, Grant Hurdler, RJ Pettit, Max Elba, Andrew Magno, Jake Higginbottom, and Adam Wolf. Catchers, Dylan Dingler, Jose Bassenio, Elizer Alfonso. In the infield, we have Chase Young, Kevin McGonigal, A.U. Lee, Max Anderson, Winciel Perez, although I thought he was in the outfield, but nevertheless, Christian Santana, Trey Cruz, Luke Gold, Jake Colton, and in the outfield, Max Clark, Justice Bigby, Roberto Campos, Brady Allen, Brett Callahan, and Steph Stevenson.
Yeah, you know, it's I guess just to catch everybody up, just in case they don't know what we were even talking about, right? This is the spring breakout thing. It's this first year of it. Major League Baseball has decided to let teams kind of field an entire squad of prospects and then square off against another team, their squad of prospects. And a lot of these games are going to be parts of doubleheaders with the big league club. But there are a few nine-inning games, including the one the Tigers are playing. The Tigers are playing the Phillies, and is it the 16th, March 16th, I think it is? It's Saturday?
Saturday, March 16th, March 16th at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so the Tigers prospects will be taking on the Phillies prospects, and it's a really very fun, cool new idea. It's right up our alley. We would be down there if not for, basically, if I hadn't lost my job, I'd be down there. Also, my wife has a thing for her job up in Mount Pleasant, so it's not great timing for me, and Raj was already down there, and so it's tough to justify making two trips. But yeah, it's gonna be really cool, and it's right up our alley, and as Raj said, we thought we'd have some fun with it, where we're gonna do a little bit of a snake draft. One of the cool things about the Tigers right now, and we just wrote an article yesterday about the kind of projecting all of their rosters, is there's enough depth now that we can make two pretty solid spring breakout rosters. That's in the way we've set it up is these are 13 man rosters for both of us. So, you know, catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base, three outfielders, three starting pitchers, two relief pitchers for both of us. And there's enough talent there to do that draft. So that's what's going on here. But as we mentioned, we probably want to analyze the real roster just a little bit. And that's the roster that Raj just read off to you.
Yes, and so I'll put the roster on our screen here real quick. So this is how it breaks out. And one name that is missing glaringly is Jackson Jobe, and there's been no real definitive statements by the Tigers on why. And what's going to be unique about this, too, is that you're going to see all four levels at play here. So you're going to see a little bit of Toledo, you're going to see Erie, you're going to see West Michigan and Lakeland all at once, which doesn't, this is why it's so unique and why it's so cool to see something like this. And so some of the names that stand out that have had a good camp so far is Justice Bigby. There's also another name missing in the outfield, Chris, and that's one Mr. Justin Henry Malloy.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting the way that they're doing this. The Tigers do have a game that day. It's a split squad game, they're calling it, in Bradenton against the Pirates. And so, yeah, Malloy's not on there. Colt Keith isn't on there. Parker Meadows isn't on there. You can understand those. Those are guys on the 40-man roster. And I mean, Dylan Dingler is on the 40-man roster. And so, I think he's the only other one. But, so we're just figuring those guys might still be in big league camp or – and who knows, maybe Jackson Joe will be pitching that day in Bradenton, which would be pretty awesome too. The only other, I think people have mentioned Keider Montero. He's not on the roster anywhere, which is, you know, not a huge surprise. Again, it seems like they're kind of, you know, guys in the 40 man are close to the big leagues. They're not really putting them in there. And then the most conspicuous name or absence to me, I mean, obviously Jackson Joe is what people are talking about. People are worried that he's injured or something like that, but we have no idea to speculate on that. Right. We know the last thing we heard was, that he was with the Tigers in Tampa to go talk to Garrett Cole.
Yeah, and he was participating. I mean, he was sitting when I saw him down in Lakeland. He was just sitting around, and he was participating in team drills. And so there was pictures of him throwing when pitchers and catchers first reported.
He was throwing live BP to Kerry Carpenter. They talked about that the other day. I'm not worried about him being injured. I think it may be that he's going to be in that Bradenton game, or it may just be that they're being super cautious with him. But the one name that's kind of conspicuous in his absence is Tyler Madison, who is now I don't want to go spoiling the draft coming up, but he is arguably their best true relief prospect in the entire system. And we haven't heard a peep about Tyler Madison at all this spring, which is kind of odd because he was pretty darn good in Double A last year. So you'd think he'd be kind of knocking on the door. So fingers crossed that there's nothing going on there, but it is kind of conspicuous there that he's not on that roster.
I didn't see him at all either down there either. Cause there was a lot of faces you would recognize. But that was one of them I did not see at all. So,
and then
we'll see
and then the other regard, and you touched on this, the one name that kind of surprised us. I mean, there's some guys on here that aren't necessarily top prospects. You know, Adam Wolf and Jake Higginbotham are not. I mean, we've talked about those guys before, and Adam Wolf is been kind of a favorite of ours because he's been such a steady force in Erie for the last 2 years. But it's Max Alba. Max Alba is the guy that kind of stood out to me as being a little bit surprising. And, you know, maybe it's just one of those things where they just have to find a bunch of arms. But he's a guy who was an undrafted free agent after 2022. So not even one of the 20 draft picks. And he had like a 4.07 ERA in Lakeland last year. But thanks to Jerry collecting all the data, we can see some interesting stuff about him. You know, his fastball is like 93, 94, but it's got 19 inches of IVB on average. It's a pretty good spin rate. He's got a couple other pitches. So, you know, who knows? Maybe that's a guy that they actually like more than we know. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets into the game and what he does.
Yeah. And one of the, there's limited video of him as far as video goes. This is a guy who pitched at, by the way, if you're curious about his college credentials, he did pitch at North Carolina.
And Liberty, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. And Liberty
first.
I think I want to say Liberty was second. So I think he pitched in North Carolina first. But if you're interested in what he looks like here, I mean, this is a prime example of it right here.
He was drafted by the Dodgers out of high school.
I mean, there's where that he's got some rising action on his fastball. So if you're curious on.
And given what we've seen from other pitchers this offseason, Matt Manning, Casey Mize, Wilmer Flores, the most prominent example, who knows, maybe in the offseason they had him working on something and now he's throwing 96, 97, 98. Who knows? So, like I said, it's just one of the more interesting names on there. So, be cool to see what he does.
Yeah, and it might be the Tigers might be unleashing another weapon, for all we know. Because I mean, there's one thing about Gabe Rivas and the rest of the pitching development, they've been able to slowly but surely incorporate a lot of different things over the last couple of seasons. So, I'm interested to see if what they've been working on with him comes to fruition relatively quickly. So, I mean, if we don't have Tyler Madison, then at least we'll have another arm to discuss and see where he could end up at, maybe starting the season at West Michigan. Who knows? We'll see. Like, all right, Chris. So let's do, okay. So I was trying, we were trying to figure out how to do a coin flip. So did you figure out, cause I was looking online to see.
We'll go Tails Never Fails here. How about that?
Hold on. You want Tails Never Fails?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
And Tails Failed.
And so, Tails Failed. All right.
You get the first overall pick in the draft, and then I get two, and then you get two, and so forth.
Okay.
So that's how it begins.
So it's a snake. So it's snake style, right?
It's a snake draft. What are you going to do with this first overall pick? It's fascinating.
Okay. So, the roster breakout. So it's by three outfielders, three starting pitchers, two relievers, and then one positional player in the infield, correct?
Yeah. Catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base. Yep.
Okay. So my first pick will, I think my first pick is going to be Jackson Jobe. I think I'm going to go with Jackson Jobe as my first pick overall. So if you're curious on how we're going to present this, we'll be taking, so as we pick, there's going to be a little roster screen right here. So right now, as it stands, see him right there. That's my first pick. Los Gallos, the Roosters, essentially, Jackson Jobe. And Chris is his old nickname, the can of corn. And you have to kind of go back and watch that a little bit. But all right. Anyway,
all
Chris,
right.
So what are your next two picks going to be then?
All right. So I'm just filling this in for you. All right. So this is, yeah. This is some fun strategy here. I think this is kind of wild. We should say that, we were setting up parameters. Basically, anybody who is as a prospect to us.
Yes.
So still rookie eligible, including Parker Meadows, Colt Keith, all those guys are eligible for this, even though they're not on that roster. And one thing I set up was I was like, okay, anybody who played 30% of the year at a certain position counts. So that would allow us to get Malloy in the outfield and Perez in the outfield. But then again, like Jace Young did not play any third base last year until the AFL, but we're going to count him anyway for a third baseman. So all that being said, I think my first pick is going to be Josue Briceño at first base. At first base, not a catcher, at first base.
Oh, all right. You. Okay.
So, and then I think, then let's see. And then I'll take Colt Keith at second base.
You son of a bitch. Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. Actually, I would have done that. You know, I forgot about that we're keeping, guys are, no, it's okay. No, it's not my, that's my fault. I should have, that's on me. That's me not understanding the rules of the engagement. So, yeah, that's on me, but no, that's okay. That's okay. All right. So Chris goes with Josue Briceño at first base, not at catcher, and Colt Keith at second base. Correct.
Correct. Correct. And now it's two picks to you.
All right. So, you've given me kind of a interesting, dilemma.
Good Lord. What have I done to the, sorry. Never mind. We could talk about that off the, I've completely screwed up the player list.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
I was finding and reply. I had, the way I had it set up was like, you know, for the other sheet to just keep track of who's picking is just A and B. And so then I did a find and replace with A and B with your name and my name, but it did it for the entire spreadsheet, including the other tab. So everybody who had an A or B in their name is now whatever Rogelio or whatever Chris. So I'm going to be working on fixing that real quick.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now that I'm looking at the roster, and I'm just like, what the?
Sorry.
That's okay. So for my second pick, I'm going to go. This is tough. So I'm trying to think about this in a sense of, do I stockpile on pitching? But the Tigers actually are pretty deep in pitching. So all that being said, I'm going to go with Jace Young at second. Mm.
At second or third?
You know what? I'm going to have him at, I'm going to take him at second base.
All right.
Take him at second base. And for as far as my third, there we go. Oh, that looks about better. Thank you, Chris. That looks a lot better.
Sorry.
You know, it's okay. for my next pick. You know what?
Wait, did you just take two picks, or you had?
No. I just picked Young.
Chase Young. Okay, sorry.
Yep. It's okay. That's my first pick. And then my next pick is going to be, I'm going to go Max Clark, center field.
Very nice.
So Max Clark, center field.
Okay. All right.
All right, Chris, you are okay, on the board.
Two picks to me. I currently have a first baseman and a second baseman. Let's see. What should we do? Let's see. All right. We've removed a couple of our solid third base options. People yell at me if I take Malloy at third base, won't they?
Yeah, they would.
But people, you can do whatever they want. yeah, you know what? Okay, let's go. Let's go Eddie's Leonard at shortstop.
Ooh.
And Dylan Dingler at catcher.
I almost went Dingler too. I almost did. All right, good call there. Okay, so everybody who's watching this at home now, I'll share the screen again so that way people can kind of see how the squads are shaping up right now. As Chris is updating the roster. So let's see here. Enter full screen. Boom, boom, boom. How are we looking so far? Okay, so add a stage. So we have right now, this is my squad. This is Jackson Jobe, yeah. Jace Young, Max Clark.
You got three of the top four prospects in the system for sure.
Yeah. We got a head start here. And Chris has got, so I got one. My next pick's one, right? I got one next, right?
No, you get two.
I'll get two. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that is my squad currently right now. Okay. So my next two picks. So I think I'm gonna go back. And I think I'm going to, this is something I should have, damn it. No, it's okay. It's okay. No big deal. I'm going to go. Parker Meadows in the outfield.
Jerk.
Yeah, jerk. In right field. Because I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second pick is going to be Keiter Montero, right-handed pitcher.
Very nice.
So for those at home listening online or listening on whatever device, my last two picks are Parker Meadows, playing right, and Keiter Montero, starting pitcher.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, you've got that's a pretty nasty collection of talent so far. That leaves me with let's see. I guess I will go. Troy Melton.
Ooh.
And okay. Justice Bigby.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
So.
All right.
I'm gonna have trouble finding a center fielder, I think, but I guess we're not breaking it down like that necessarily.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I think if you really use your imagination, I think you can find a center fielder easier than you think.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can. Yeah, they're there, but you got the two best center fielders in the system.
That's true. I do. I go with the strength position of strength here. So, mm-hmm. So my next two, I'm gonna go with. Okay. This might come as a surprise to people, but I haven't, as far as going shortstop here, but I'm going to go with, Joe Rizzo's still in the system?
No, he's not. That was, okay.
I saw the name there.
I tried to get rid of all the guys I couldn't, but we were kind of scrambling beforehand.
Yeah, no, it's cool. So my shortstop is going to be Kevin McGonigal.
Very nice.
I'll make sure I spell that right, because I probably didn't. And to round out the rest of the left side of the infield, I'm going to go with Haeyu Lee at... Sorry. He's not eligible. Sorry. My bad.
Well, let me see. Hold on. Let's look. I'm going to check to see how many games Haeyu Lee played at third base last year, because he might not have popped up on that, but I bet you he played enough.
Yeah, that's right.
It counts. I'll take that. I'll allow it. Yeah. I didn't have the stats from Philly.
Ah, okay.
So he played 8 games at third last year out of how many games? I'm trying to out of 75. I mean, I'll allow it. I don't care.
Okay.
So how you lead at 3?
Yep.
Third beast.
So my infield is, with the exception of first, is set. I'm debating on first base right now. All right, Chris, you're up next.
Wait, who else did you pick?
Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal, sorry, yeah. Okay. No, stop it. Stop it, you. All right, well, I'll go Malloy in the outfield.
Okay. All right.
And let's then go Ty Madden in rotation.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. It's Chris's second arm in the rotation. Okay. So the recap at home, Justin Henry Malloy in the outfield. So now Chris has just one outfield position left to fulfill, and he's got a second starter in Ty Madden. Okay. So next up, let's see here. I'm going to go. Third baseman, right?
Catcher, first baseman. You have a third baseman in Haeyu Lee, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Catcher, first baseman, outfield, one more starter, and 2 relief pitchers.
Okay. So for my first baseman, I'm going to. Because we've been seeing him a lot lately, I'm gonna go with Jake Holton. Jake Holton is my first baseman.
Very nice.
Stick with the defensive metrics there, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And behind the dish, you know what? Okay. I don't know if he's healthy or not. No, you know what? That's fine. Actually, I was thinking.
I already have my catcher, so it doesn't matter. You can
Brady, the catcher.
Oh, Tretonik.
Tretonik, yeah.
I think he should be back this year. I think he had. I think it was like a meniscus or whatever. I don't think it was a huge issue.
Okay. Then you know what though? Actually, you know what? You're right, because I could probably wait on catcher. I cannot wait on relief pitchers though. So I gotta be smart with this here. Now, what's the criteria about relief pitchers then?
I basically just tried to split it up as guys who are actually relievers and guys who are actually starters. There were a couple starters coming back from injury who pitched in relief last year. And then there are people, people who were relievers who might have opened a game. I tried to make it like, all right, at least 50% of your outings were starts.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Because I was going to say, I don't want to have anybody get or one of us get on a technicality or anything.
Yeah.
So, but that being said, I am going to go with, for my first bullpen arm, Tyler Madsen. It's going to be my pick.
Very nice.
Yeah, and that's my 2 picks there. Jake Holton and Tyler Madsen.
All right. So now it's 2 picks. I need a third baseman, another outfielder, another starter, and 2 relievers. Now, I'm not too concerned about third base now since you already have one. But outfield, starters, I think this is a tough one for me. Because I want to take a starter. Who is out there for me to pick? All right. Well, let's not get too crazy. I'll take Sawyer Gibson Long.
Sawyer Gibson Long, is that okay?
As my third starter. So Melton, Madden, Gibson Long are my rotation.
Yeah. And what's your second pick?
And I think now I want to go for an outfielder.
Okay.
Because you still need one. And the question is, all right, I've got Bigby, I've got Malloy, you have Clark and Meadows. Who else is out there in the outfield that we think is legit, right? And going through these, not seeing. It's basically down to two guys, I think. And you know what? I'm gonna go Wenzel Perez in the outfield.
I like that. Damn it, damn it. Yeah, that was good call.
I think he's, you know, one of the only other viable center fielders, even though we're not necessarily taking position into consideration. I think I want to.
Yeah. That's a good snipe. Yeah.
All right. So two picks left for you, I believe.
Two pick. Let's see. No, I still have to get a.
You have four picks left, and I have three left, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I have both relievers and a third baseman, and you have
a catcher, an outfielder, and a starter, right?
Well, catcher, outfielder, starter, reliever.
Catcher, starter, reliever, outfielder. You said.
Yep.
Okay. So. Let's see here. So as far as my other starter goes, it just makes a lot of sense to go with. I'm gonna go with Brant Hurdler as my other starter. I'm gonna go for. Damn it, Chris! Man, you really screwed me up with that Perez pick. I was gonna Sorry. That was good. No, don't apologize. No, it was well played strategy. I'll go with Brady Allen. Brady Allen will be my other outfielder.
Brady Allen. All right. So the outfield is done.
Yes.
And who gets snubbed? Basically, who didn't? Roberto Campos was like the only other guy I was considering in the outfield, really. Just didn't. Didn't seem like he fit. I think we're picking mostly, aside from Briseño, I'm picking mostly, you know, upper level guys. But all right, so that leaves me with two relievers and a third baseman to go after. Since you need another reliever, I guess I need to go after the relievers here. And this is tough because you took, I think, the obviously top relief option. And I don't think Wilmer Flores, I can't technicality. You with Wilmer Flores, right? He's a starter, even though he might be a reliever in pro ball, especially the way he's throwing lately. But so Wilmer Flores gets the snub overall from us. So looking at these relievers, who are my best options here? Who do we think? This is tough. I guess, you know, I'm going to go Tanner Kohlhepp.
Tanner Kohlhepp.
Haven't seen a ton from him. Had some command issues last year. And if we're being honest, I think, not to be, you know, mean or whatever, but like having pure relievers is probably the one area in the system that's kind of the weakest. Right? Like, and that's not a huge problem in real life, right? Because you just take the guys who don't work out as starters and put them in relief. Like I said, like possibly Flores, possibly Montero, maybe even Madden and Herter, right? So not a problem for the Tigers. Problem for this draft exercise, though. And who else do I even want as a reliever? Should I get a lefty?
I just realized we haven't. I mean, I've only picked one draft to one lefty so far.
Yeah, you know, and I would love to take a super young kid, but I don't think I can make it work. I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna go with? I'm gonna go with somebody that most people don't even know about, in Yosper Sanchez.
I like that. Okay, all right. I'm trying to find Kohlhepp. Make sure I spelled that correct.
That's Kohlhepp, I believe.
Okay, so I did spell that right. Okay.
Yosper Sanchez, guy not many people have heard of, as I said.
He's been appearing on lists, though. I mean, he's been on the miners that have come over.
He's got a big, big arm and an interesting breaking ball and some command issues, control issues, which is how it goes with the relievers, right? So,
okay,
I don't know. Yeah. Like, it was hard for me to. I mean, there's only really one other reliever I was considering. So,
all right. So my last two picks, I have to get a catcher and a reliever. So, catcher wise, the Tigers, if admittedly, there is some real kind of, I guess, reservations about depth at this point, sort of to a certain extent. That being said, I think I'm gonna go young here. I'm gonna go really young. And kind of be a little unconventional here. And I'm going to go with DeAndres De La Cruz.
DeAndres De La Cruz.
Over Alfonso. Even though I talked to Alfonso, it's spring and training and everything, but I wanted to kind of...
You've betrayed him.
One guy out there that's not perhaps a name, but has been named on a couple lists. And... as far as my relief pitcher goes to end the draft on my end, there's a lot of intriguing arms in the system that I like that are some of them I've not heard of, to be honest, or we haven't seen as of yet at all. And there was a couple at West Michigan last year that made up a quartet of relievers that were down there, that one being Campos, or who's that? Was he at Lakeland? Primarily, or did it make? I thought
it. Campos, I don't think ever made it to West Michigan.
Okay, all right. So this name has been coming up on lists a little bit, or coming up on coming over from the minor from Tiger Town.
Willyander Moreno.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of unproven, a little raw, but he's got some ability. He does throw hard, and I got to have some international love in here. And I did in my last two picks, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, very
I feel
nice.
Good about my squad.
Well, yeah. Which leaves me at still looking for a third baseman. Final draft choice here. Some interesting options out there. Christian Santana. It's been a couple of rough years for him. Isaac Pacheco coming off a rough year, but you know who I think I'm going to go with? Luke Gold at third base. Luke Gold, who he plays
like
a fair amount of second base, played a decent amount of third base last year too, and really ended up having a pretty solid year, particularly after coming up from low A, came up to high A West Michigan, put up an 808 OPS in 36 games, and we talked about it before. He's got kind of that swing that reminds me a little bit of Kerry Carpenter and now Justice Bigby. Kind of that you get your front foot up and leave it up there and then launch. And I don't know. Maybe it'll still look foolish, but I feel like he's got some upside this year.
I like it. I like that. That's a good call there, Chris. Luke Gold, depending on where he's going to start this year, he'll be a fun player to watch throughout the season. So if you have a suggestion, by the way, and the offer still stands, if you're watching this afterwards and you have a player that you're wanting to see, or you want to draft your own list, by all means, please go ahead and leave one in the comments for us. And the two we like, we'll pick one each. We'll give you a t-shirt. So if you're watching this right now in the comment section, please know. And if you want to donate to the website, by the way, their link right there is bit.ly. It's in the link description. So you want to help us magically drive down. I would drive down Lakeland in two nights, or if I had to drive Thursday, I would. I would. I have a place to stay and everything. So, nice.
Yeah. Let's just run down our rosters just one last okay. time, just to we'll pretend that these teams are playing head to head, and later on we can draw up our own lineups and all that fun stuff. But if you want to go down the team Rogelio, Los Gallos.
So it's starting at first is Jake Holton, at second Jackson or Jace Young, at third base AU Lee. All right, I'm sorry, at shortstop, Kevin McGonigal. In the outfield, we go with Brady Allen in left. We have Max Clark in center field, Parker Meadows in right. My opening day pitcher, more than likely, will be Keider Montero. And then behind
over
him,
Jobe?
Over Jackson Jobe. We'll go with the veteran experience there. Nice. I'll go with fair that.
Enough. I like it.
Jackson Jobe. And then my third starter being... Wow, I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden.
Brent Hurdler.
Yeah, Brent Hurdler. And then my two guys out of the bullpen, more likely the setup man would be Willander Moreno and Tyler Madsen as my relief pitchers. Or my relief pitcher, rather.
All right. And my team, I've got Dylan Dingler behind the plate. Josue Briseño playing first base. Colt Keith is my second baseman. Eddie's Leonard playing shortstop. Luke Gold, my third baseman. My outfield, we've got Wenzel Perez in center. Justice Bigby in left, Justin Henry Molloy in right. My rotation is Troy Melton, Ty Madden, and Sawyer Gibson Long. And the bullpen is Tanner Kohlhepp and Yosper Sanchez. Let's get these teams playing. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, I'd love to do a simulation of this too. But by the way, I forgot to mention my Cruz, or my catcher rather. The Andres de la Cruz is my catcher. So
that's right.
That would be our squad. So,
and we'll throw it up on Twitter and have people vote for which one they like more.
Yeah,
I have a feeling you're going to win because you've got like four of the top five prospects in the system. But we'll see. We'll see.
You know what? I mean, I think honestly, like I really like this idea. It came together relatively last minute. But I love to see people's lineups and best suggestions. So we'll put it out there on Twitter. We'll put it on our Instagram, which we're updating. So please subscribe to our channel if you haven't already on YouTube. And also, please subscribe to the Motor City Metrics podcast, as we'll be doing a live one on Thursday night. So if you're watching this, every Thursday night at 9 o'clock will be a new show for you. And we'll be, like I said, we'll be cranking out the content here at Tiger Mountain Report. So check out Chris's 1.0 projection of the minor league rosters across the board. That's over on our website too, as well. And like I said, please, if you love our content, please consider donating. We have a PayPal and we also have a GoFundMe out there. And we also have a Patreon, but I admittedly have to get better about posting content on there outside of Jerry's stuff. So we'll talk to you soon. Have a good week, everybody. And yeah, again, looking for your suggestions, please leave them below. And we'll talk to you soon.